This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, when I found out about what Compassion did, I just absolutely fell in love with what they did. And I really wanted to be a part of it because, you know, they've been making such a difference. And I thought, well, you know, I'm musical. Maybe I can write a song and raise awareness. And so I've written this song called The Day. And it's available on iTunes and all of the proceeds go straight to Compassion.
100%.
Yes.
100%. Wow. Cool.
So when I found out about what they did, I just thought, I want to be able to help in some way because, I mean, they've reduced the amount of children that die every day. It was about 40 to 50,000 a day, and it's still a quite significant amount, 22,000 kids each day. But I think it's amazing about, you know, how over the past, I think it's 5 years or something, they've dropped that dramatically.
So did you approach them and say, hey, I've got this song, it's been on my heart, and you just put it to them that you wanted to help, or did they actually come to you for it?
Well, no, I approached them. Once I'd wrote the song, I wrote it for Compassion Sunday just with my church. And my dad was like, hey, this is really good. Let's get it recorded. And then we showed Compassion and we were like, you know, we wrote this song and I really want to be able to help somehow. You know, what can we do? And so they just kind of led us in the right direction.
How did it feel when they actually said yes to that? Because I feel like, you know, it could have easily gone either way.
Yeah, no, I was very excited. We got the email back and the lady said, we've been listening to it over and over again and we love it. And I just thought, oh, thank you, Lord. They actually like it, you know.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it was very heartwarming that, you know, my song can help.
And lyrically, what's the story of the song The Day?
Well, it's all about just, you know, the chorus lyrics are, the day will come with no more suffering. And so it's really just about the hope that Jesus brings us. And, you know, in the end, everybody is going to be celebrating in heaven and everybody is going to be on the same page and we're all going to be equal. And I personally cannot wait for that day.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And just, you know, to set these kids free of poverty, that's, I think, will be amazing.
Was there a point for you when I want to say Compassion, but, you know, kind of cheesy. But was there a point when your real interest and heart for those children sort of started, or is this something that just kind of happened?
I don't really know. I don't really remember. I think, well, my family and I foster children, so I think I've always had a heart for children that are born into situations that they just, it's not their fault. Like, you know, born a little baby, they can't do anything. And then I'm not really sure where it started, but when I just found out about what Compassion did, I was just like, hey, this company is worth investing in. This company is, you know, doing amazing things.
And now you're an official advocate for them as well, right?
Yes, that's right, which is very exciting.
And what does that role involve? Is it mostly music for you, or are you going and doing some talks and things like that too?
Mainly music. I've been to a few different churches and playing the song and just saying a little bit about Compassion just to promote it and raise awareness in any way that I can. So, yeah, a bit of both.
And has the musical journey been one that's also kind of just been with you forever, or is it a new interest for you as well?
No, musical journey has been with me forever. I've loved music ever since I can remember. Mm. And I started songwriting about 5 years ago, and then, you know, songwriting's always been a way to, you know, say how I'm feeling, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All that artistic, emotional stuff.
And so when I thought it would be a great way that I can finally use my talent to help kind of thing.
How did you hone your talent? Because the song The Day, we are going to hear it, I promise, but it's beautifully, lyrically beautiful. Also, just how it sounds is absolutely beautiful. Your voice, your guitar playing, beautiful. But have you actually is there been something that's helped you develop and craft that?
Well, I've had singing lessons for about 10 years, but that they have been classical singing lessons. So that's just kind of given me from my foundation. Mm. And then my dad's pretty much taught me everything I know musically with instruments and, you know, vocally and lyrically. So he's guided me along the way as well.
It's nice to have a supporting family like that in one of these kind of things.
Yes.
I don't know if people listening right now can tell, but you're quite young. You're still at school. You're in year 12. How do you actually combine being Compassion advocate, world changer with your HSC?
Well, it's very difficult. And my dad kind of has to bring me down sometimes and say, Kaylee, you do have to focus on schoolwork as well as your music.
Yeah.
Because I get a bit carried away sometimes when I'm, you know, writing a song or, you know, doing something musical. He kind of says, wait.
It's following your passion while also passing.
Yeah. Yeah, at least. Much. And just passing.
Yeah. I got to ask, actually, this is maybe slightly off topic, but mm-hmm. do you like The Voice? Have you been watching that?
I do. I love The Voice. I love Delta. I do. I'm the biggest Delta fan. And a friend of mine, actually from school, is on The Voice. So
oh, fantastic.
I cannot wait to
we'll
see
have
him.
To. Can you tell us their name? Who are we looking out for?
Ben Bennett. His name is Ben Bennett.
Oh, good last name.
Yes.
Nice. Laura Bennett. Ben Bennett. Cool. I'll totally be his fan already. So yeah. You'd pick Delta if you were on The Voice.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Given we are slightly off topic, tell us a little bit about your interests outside of music. If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing? At 17, it's probably a little bit hard to have another interest, but hey.
Well, music is my main interest, but if I'm not doing something musical or something, yeah, pretty much music and church.
Okay.
And school. That's yep. really my life. Music, church, school.
Which is yeah. a really good combination. It yeah. sounds like fun.
It's going all right for me.
Now, back onto the music. Mm-hmm. The track, The Day, you're obviously, as you said, 100% of the profits going toward the work of Compassion. How do we actually support that? If we want to get involved, if we want to actually help you get... Is there a target you're trying to get to in terms of funds?
Not really. It's just let's raise as much money as we can and as much awareness as we can for Compassion. There's no real target. But you can go to kaylaray.net or just hop onto Compassion, have a look at what they're doing. I have a page on there. Click
Excellent.
On Advocates and you'll find my name there.
Okay,
and
cool.
So there's, yeah, or it's on YouTube, you know.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And have one final question. Have you actually had a chance to go over and see some of the work Compassion are doing?
No, I haven't.
That's on the list?
Know. Yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely. I mean, I've seen it in videos and it looks amazing, but I've never actually been over
yeah.
to see the work.
Well, you know what? I'm very sure it's going to happen. And I don't know if this is how Compassion work. I know it isn't. But how about, let's say, if you can sell like $5,000 worth of your song, they should send you over.
So I think that's an amazing deal. I would definitely be happy with that.
Okay, Compassion, deal made. Kayla Ray, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.